Well, here he's come alive on the attack now, and a nice through ball there, and I think they're going to score, and they do, out of absolutely nothing. Hannah Parry gets a nice through ball there. She's one-on-one with the goalkeeper, and the first proper chance Camelot have had in this dominated 25 minutes, and Camelot score.
Yes, very much against the run of play. The home side have got the lead, and they're celebrating wildly. The goalkeeper's on the halfway line joining in. They know the importance of that goal.
Well, she's played a part in it. She's kept Camelot in it these opening 25 minutes. They've had one attack. And this is scored.
And this is a real test for the visitors now to come back.
And here is Cara Fields now. Fields does well, opens up a body, shoots! Top corner, what a goal from Cara Fields. 47 minutes on the clock here at Kirkland's, and FC United have got a very, very importantly timed equaliser, Paul.
Well, that was a devastating strike, wasn't it, from the position she was in. It was probably the only way they were going to beat this keeper, something that was devastatingly into the top corner.
Picked up by the number 10, that's battling away there between Foster and Greenough and the number 10. Number 10's just gone, blah, I don't care. Is McCarrick.
Oh, that was silly.
Right in front of the referee. And
Becca Foster's got a big smile on her face because she knows that somebody else is going to be in big trouble.
And I think this could be big, big trouble, because that was a kick out there, and it's a red card. It's a straight red for Chelsea Hodgin. And to be fair, she didn't get the decision she wanted, and Foster's running past her, and she kicks out at her, and it's pretty much the same as Kirsty Chambers' red card on Merseyside roughly this time last year.
Well, it's unusual for us to see an opposing player sent off in a women's game. I have to say that, because usually it's one of ours.
That's probably full-time, yes. That is full-time. And, well, put my dinner in tinfoil. It's going to be extra time. Paul.
Oh,
McCarrick wins that ball back and does well. She's got a bit of space in front of her now on the right-hand side. Heading towards the penalty area. Plays it to Sullivan. Sullivan holds it up. Plays it back to Greenough. Greenough does well. Is she lining up a shot? No, she's lining up a through ball. She try and finds Fields. It breaks to Foster. Foster now. Foster on the edge of the box. She might as well have a dig. She does have a shot. It's powered by the goalkeeper. Damn. And into the net. Into the net it goes, and with 11 minutes played of extra time, FC United have finally got that second goal, Paul.
Well, the shot from distance, I think Charlotte Perry got her hands to it, but just couldn't keep it out enough. She couldn't get enough force behind the ball. So there you are, the 50th shot of the game for FC, and it could be the game breaker.
50 shots on goal, and finally FC United get the second. There's a run there from Vias. It's cut out. Is the ball going to break to Battle? No, it breaks to the centre-back for Camel Laird. There's Jones, and Battle trying to win the ball off Jones. So he plays it back to Perry. Oh, that's risky stuff. Gets to Carrington, and that is game, set, and match for FC United. 3-1. The final goal there coming right on the end of extra time, Paul.
Well, I think that was partly fatigue. I think they look really broken at the back now, Camel Laird. Abby Carrington, I don't know what she was doing there from left back in the 120th minute, but there she was in the right place, close to goal, to stick it in an unguarded net.